Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that when we are saved, we are separated from the power of sin, but we can voluntarily give it control over us. Let's end the week on that thought today. You hope you better be saved so that your spirit will go to be with God. If you're not, it's going to go to hell. It's only one of those two places. And so, when your spirit separates from this body, it goes to heaven. Now again, we're separated from the power of sin. But we can give it voluntarily, give it control over us. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 14, we see that. Now, we're trying to build all this up because, again, no new commandment, our text, verse 7, we write unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And of course, we go to find that we're to love our brother, love the Lord, no darkness, we're to walk in light. All those things, okay, those are all from God. We're to love one another, but we are to love God, and we're to love Him with all our heart. And so, when we think of this, loving God is not doing those things that break His heart. Now, that's part of it. You're not out to break the heart of God. Now, listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 14. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if you're dead to sin, that does not mean that you have liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. Now, did you notice it said, let not sin? In other words, you can decide to let sin or not let sin reign in your mortal body. God leaves that up to you. Have you ever thought of that? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. Now, the strength of sin was the law. Jesus saved us from the condemnation by His blood. We're freed from that power. You see, Satan gained the power. He became the god of this world. When we live according to the lust of the flesh and we try to blend Jesus with the worldliness, we don't please God, we only please Satan. And he laughs at you, and he laughs before God at your stupidity when you do that. You see, you have the power not to let sin reign in your mortal body if you're saved. However, you can have the desire for those things because your affections are not on things above. They're on those things. So, it's because you have yielded to the temptation, because Satan does tempt Christians, but you will yield, but you're not forced to yield. It's just the temptation may be strong, but you still make the decision. But if you renew your mind, you keep your mind in the things of God. Remember Philippians 4:8, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. So you've got to renew your mind, and you do it in the Word of God. And then you can yield your bodies as instruments unto righteousness. So don't yield to the devil. You don't have to. Yield your bodies as instruments unto righteousness, but that is the righteousness of God. Being under grace, not law, frees us to not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Now think about that. You're free not to fulfill the desires of flesh. It is never, never God's grace, which is holy, that justifies or gives liberty to the flesh. We were warned in Jude 4 that in the last days that certain men would creep in unawares to the local churches. And the idea of creeping in is kind of sneak in, make pretend they're one of you. Oh yes, I'm a Bible believing boy. I believe it all. Oh yeah, I stand by that. Well, yeah, I believe the standards. But they'll turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Lasciviousness has the idea of anything goes. So they say, all right, oh yeah, that was under the law. You're legalist. Now, if you're still trying to obey the law, okay, go out and kill somebody, because under the law it said, thou shalt not kill. Well, that's different. Well, the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, it must be all right now. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. The Bible says much about the strange woman, not to be taken in by the woman, the silly woman, that is in 2 Peter chapter 3. That they're even worse than the harlot. The harlot sells herself for money, but this woman just gives herself. She may be married, but she gives herself to other men. The terminology today is slut, but nonetheless, that is worse than the harlot. And women do that. And we can't say that they're free to do that. So why is it men turn this way? Because Satan is allowed in, and he blinds their mind because their heart is not set, their affections are not set on things above. And so the commandments that the Lord gives us begin to go against the grain of what is right and the things that we should be doing. So the difference between walking in the flesh or walking in the spirit is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness is walking in the flesh. Many local churches are doing it. The preachers were commanded to preach the word in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. I'm afraid that across this country, too many Christian soldiers, too many Christian pastors have gone AWOL and have abandoned the commandment of our Lord. And so, the challenge is, to whom are you going to yield? To whom will you yield? Oh, that's the challenge for each and every one of us that know the Lord as our personal Savior. Now, we go back and consider the 1 Corinthians 15. 53 through 58 passage. Eternity. Eternity should be set in our very being, in our heart, in our mind. Eternity in Christ. This corruptible made incorruption. This mortal made immortal. That is God's goal for us. But the last part of verse 54 states, death is followed up in victory. Death is ceasing, or it is separation. Well, death is separation, of course. Physically, the spirit is separated from the body. Spiritually, we're separated from sin, the flesh, the world, to walk in righteousness to walk with God. So that makes the question, from what or whom are we separated? Are we, as Christians even, separated from His fellowship, that is, a partnership with God? Now remember, we were created in God's image. We have a spirit that will live forever. The reason God would drive man out of the garden is so that he would not eat of the tree of life and be forever in a life which is forever condemned to that body that would now die, age, and everything else. And so, we find that he chased man out of the garden. But you see, forever separated is Satan's doom. Death is separation from God in a lake of fire. The man in hell lives forever, but it's not life. For he's tormented in these flames. He feels the pain. He feels hunger. He feels thirst. And the very mental anguish, perhaps one of the greatest pains, is that he's without hope. There's no escape. There's no ceasing to exist. But in heaven, he has everlasting life. So you better get eternity set in your thinking and heart and mind and where you're going to spend it and how you're going to spend it. Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Isn't that a great promise that we have from God? The former things are passed away. Oh, all the bad things of this life, all the sin of this life, all those things that were true of this life is passed away. Death for Adam and Eve was the result of fulfilling the desires or the lust of the flesh. Although many today would say, but it was only a bite of a fruit. What's the big deal? Well, it meant their eternal separation from God forever in a lake of fire, unless they have a Savior. You see, this doom of death, into which we are all born, is allowed to all men because we are born with an inherited sin nature. But in Christ Jesus, death is swallowed up in victory. Death no longer has a sting because we have a living hope. And the grave no longer has its victory.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.